May 17. The Lord be with you. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem, and he said to the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered, The Lord bless you. Ruth chapter 2, verse 4. You can learn a lot about a person from their hellos. When Boaz entered his field, and the book of Ruth, and greeted his workers, the depth of his character and of his relationship with God became clear. Boaz lived with the awareness of God's presence, and it showed in his daily routines. The same was true of many saints throughout the Old Testament. They saw no separation between the sacred and the secular. Rather, all of life was to be lived before the face of God. When you and I live with similar devotion, we experience radical transformation and blessing in both our words and our relationships. Notice that when Boaz showed up, he didn't simply throw the name of the Lord around casually or profanely. He intentionally and reverently used God's name in his greeting, acknowledging the place of authority and intimacy that God had in his life. Such reverence curbs superficiality in our talk and encourages us to seek God's blessing in every circumstance, when we lie down, get up, walk along the road, or converse with others. Upon his entrance into the field, Boaz set the tone for his workers by blessing them. His example should provoke us to ask ourselves, what tone am I setting in my workplace, in my home, at the grocery store, in my church? If the blessing and contentment of the Lord attend your life, whether you are a CEO or an intern, whether your work involves balancing the books or changing countless diapers, you can return blessing with blessing by pointing back to him in all you do and say. If Christ has truly come into your life as Lord and Savior, your faith should echo throughout every moment. Don't approach time with God only as a 15-minute daily meeting, hoping that that will sustain you for the rest of the day. You'll never be able to bring others into the presence of a God in whose presence you do not live. Speak of him in your conversation. Bring his presence and promises to mind in the small triumphs and difficulties of your day. Seek to form a habit of conversing with him throughout your waking hours. Live with an awareness of God's presence, and it will show in your routines and reactions. Only, O Lord, in thy dear love, fit us for perfect rest above, and help us this and every day to live more nearly as we pray.
Devotional material is taken from the Truth for Life Daily Devotionals, copyright Alistair Begg, published by the Good Book Company. This reading was digitally created for Truth for Life and is used with permission. For more clear, relevant Bible teaching, visit truthforlife.org.